Wow. I guess I would say I'm most startled by the fact that Rey's Doctor Strange is so close to being championed.
So close and yet so far.
Right. Level-wise, it's going to be more ISO than you'll generate in the next year. But cover-wise, a humble two covers away, that's nothing.
Yeah, except I haven't seen a cover for him for...
Sure.
Since he came out, almost. I'd really like to get him.
Why is Riri on this list?
She's the Crash next.
Oh. Sorry, the script told me otherwise.
No, I keep reading it.
You keep reading the script?
Hold on. Where it says it's Ironheart.
Where it says... What?
Where is that?
What script are you talking about?
Oh, the one where it says... I didn't put it in your version. Okay, never mind.
Oh, my God. Keep reading the script. The imaginary one that only I have.
All right. Oh, God. What's all this?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Anything else? We ready to go live?
Are you ready, Ian?
I guess so. No, wait. I'm not ready. I was like, I'll just do this while we're getting ready. And I was like, nope, this is the very first thing at the top of the show. I should probably have something to say for the PSA. Or I should just talk about food banks again. I'm ready.
Okay. Not trying to rush you.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Get it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your PW3 PSA. Man. See? You rushed me, and I was not ready. But that's okay. That's okay. This is not a professional endeavor. It just takes some time to remind everybody that there are hungry people in every community, so please consider donating your money, time, or food to your local food bank. And if you want some more information on how to locate a local food bank, you can use either feedingamerica.org or Google.
.org.
.org. Yeah. It's as though I've learned my lesson.
Have you?
No. Right. I'll bungle it again next week.
Okay.
Now on with the show.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 97th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. That's going to be a big number.
Yeah, so close, I could taste it.
Woof. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos 72, Sneaky Bean 15, it's Ray, it's Ian, it's the Puzzle Warriors. Guten Tag?
Ich bin ein awesome!
Hello. That's all I got. I don't do German, sorry.
Again, happy birthday, America. And this is the week of July 5th through the 12th of the 2017s.
Yay, good week.
Yeah. I've asked around. It seems like most people still have their fingers and toes, so that's good.
I do. All of them. It was safe. I did have to sit up and watch fireworks, so that was a bummer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
It's just so late at night.
It was.
It's so old.
It was way too late. They didn't start until 9:45, which I thought was an outrage. The only thing that cheered me up was... it was Owen's first year of watching the fireworks. Not only did he love it, but he gave me a commentary on every firework that was shot into the sky. On, you know, volume and size and color and any other reference he could make. Whoa, that one's like a flower. Oh, those ones look like worms. Oh, look at that red one. Oh, look at that blue one. Oh, look, that one was orange. I like the orange. Oh, look, more worms. I was like, just fire off the grand finale. I want to go to bed.
All right. Sorry. No, I'm just amused by hearing Owen in my head. Your Deadpool dailies. Today was a yellow hood? Let's go with that.
True.
Thursday, blue Doc Ock. Friday, red Thor. Saturday, red BDSM Carol. Sunday, red Battery Man. Monday, green Fist. Tuesday, green Ragnarok. And Wednesday is a yellow Kamala Khan. And your 5-day four-star crash. Insert sound effect here. Of the Titans. What was that, 3 days ago? Let's go with that. July 2nd. That was Medusa. That was like a walk in the park, Kazansky. What you got?
It was not a walk in the park.
Really?
No. In no way was that a walk in the park for me. My champion Medusa had to really work for that win. It was not a good time. Maybe I shouldn't have denied so much and let him put a few tiles out so that I could steal them.
Yeah!
But no, it was close. I think I did it on the first try, but it was really close.
It's going to be a quiet couple cycles for me here in Crashland coming up, so this was no exception. Okay. I think I have her at a 0-1-1 or simply a 0-0-1.
I don't remember. We discussed that last week, and I've already forgot.
Yep. Not worth remembering.
Yeah. So on the 7th, the webpage says War Machine, but alphabetically, and that guy Joe, I like him, tells me that it will be Rye Will.i.am's.
Trustworthy.
Because she is the Ironheart.
Yeah, I feel like Ironheart comes after Inhuman and before James.
Yeah, I would like to point out that according to the wiki, it still says Ghost Rider is coming up on the 7th, which is definitely wrong. That's way wrong.
So what do we got? I've got Ray and I both have championed Rye Will.i.am's.
This is true.
So we should be able to give that a go. Ian, you've got her at 4-2-0. Seto.
Again, it's on. That's the best I can manage in these next couple, and that's not going to cut it, I don't think. I don't even know what the 4 is. I don't know any of her abilities. I'm sorry. She draws things to the center of the board. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, and then she punches you with robotic hands.
Are they as potent as other robotic hands?
They're okay.
Oh. Is that the one I have in 4?
No, I think that's red. I think that's the one you have 2 of.
Oh. Well, I'll keep you posted.
I don't know.
So is there a reason? Should I change mine up? You have her at 355. I have her at 535.
I haven't looked at her powers. That is just where the colors ended up when she got championed, and I've never touched it since.
Ditto. I have no... Yeah. We'll have to go back and
The blue one is the one that just moves things to the center of the board, so I have that at 3. Let's see. At level 3, it's moving 6 things. At level 4, it's moving 8 things. At level 5, it's moving 10 things. All moving right. 6 things is plenty for me.
The internet tells me 355 is the way to go.
Her red is doing like 10,000 damage, and her green also does damage. So, right, and send your friends airborne, which you don't care.
Right. All right, good to go.
So there you go. After that, then should be Rhodey, the War Machine. That one's lacking for all of us, kind of. I've got him at a 5-2-3, but he's level 70. Ray's got a Dos de Os Uno.
Oh, yeah. And I think I have the optimal build at 0-0-0.
And shout out to Samurai for that sweet compiling of the rosters where Ian has War Machine as Sir not appearing in this roster. That was gold. Big fan. So I don't know. I mean, like I said, I only have him at 70. I'm sure I'm probably going to have to level him to give him some hit points to even have a chance.
I don't know. I don't even know if I have a chance with him. 2-2-1? It's not looking very good.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the War Machines, as we know.
And we don't know who he fights, right? This part of we doesn't.
Got me. There'll be some, I don't know. Got me. I got no ideas. So then the one, so that was that, right? The one after that should be, in theory, Wasp, but that's forever away. We'll talk about it next week.
Right.
And your stories event, you got Enemy of the State is running right now. 7,535.5 will get you 3 blades in total. 64.5 will get you 2 Medusae. 117 for the 55 CP. Top 10 folks are Cloak and Dagger. And 11-300 is Beast. The next story event will be the super sweet boss event, Sinister 6, starting tomorrow. More on that later. We are back to the soul season. In your simulator, you can get yourself a torch, 3 more blades, and if you make it to the end, you get the green Sandman. Right now, you've got Most Wanted is running. 800 gets you a Blue Rocket and Groot. 900 Purple Star-Lord. 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 folks is a thing. And 6 to 50 is more Beast. So there you go. R130 patch has the hardest clue of all time. The clue is, new characters are Spider-Man and Vulture. I don't know what to make of that.
It's Dazzler hard, confirmed.
It's hard for me to get the Dazzler from that clue.
Surely Dazzler was in a Spider-Man comic somewhere, right?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know that she ever crossed paths with Peter Parker.
Yeah.
They're still fixing those powers that have bonus damage. So this time that was supposed to have fixed Drax, Colossus, the Dream Warrior, Squirrel Girl, and the other Dream Warrior. And then they say, hey, note, they will be fixing Wilson's Gambit at a later date. So stay tuned.
Right on.
Other news, powers that target random enemies can now target invisible enemies.
That is very powerful. That is amazing. I'm not sure that that is. I agree with that, actually.
Yeah, that really devalues the
invisibility.
It really makes Gwenpool a lot stronger.
How is he? UNC Samurai is the fastest internet user of all time. He has already posted a Spider-Man cover that has Dazzler on it.
Marvel Tales Spider-Man 230, I think that is. Wow.
That's what that looks like it says, is Spider-Man. Spider-Man Marvel Tales 230 featuring Dazzler.
He's resourceful. I don't know. Maybe he's in an era where Google Fiber is available.
He's not living it up on the Comcast?
No. No, he is.
Maybe he's got the Fios.
The Fios?
There's like six people in America that have that.
Definitely not Time Warner Cable, that's for sure.
Where else are we at? I'm not sure what this means. Characters can now only be favorited or unfavorited when the bonus hero symbol is visible. I don't have any idea what that's trying to tell me.
Yeah, I don't know what that fixes, what that changes. I thought that was the case already.
Yeah.
Favorited.
Yeah.
I'll tell you later. I'll figure it out. UNC Samurai will answer in just a moment.
They fix some crashes.
Right.
Players that don't have the correct shield rank to join an alliance will no longer see the Join Alliance button. List of alliances
just taunting them.
Yeah. List of alliances is no longer scrollable when viewing the Create Alliance screen. The game will no longer fail to play the proper sound effect when selecting a leveling from the training screen. Again, who has sound on? The game will no longer become unresponsive when selecting a special tile repeatedly during the early missions of the game. Why are you clicking on this tile repeatedly? What's wrong with you? Who finds that bug? Well, I just kept tapping the screen over and over and over again. The game crashed. I don't know what happened.
Kablam!
Destroying a team-up will no longer enable the Get More Team-Ups button if the player is not part of an alliance. Alright, I don't know. The reward banner for wave rewards will no longer show level 1 for non-cover rewards. Steam players can no longer interrupt opening a 10 or 40 volt pack by accessing the resources screen.
Ooh, okay.
Carol's power energy manipulation now deals damage if two characters on the player's team had the strongest color. Apparently it wasn't doing that, and that was a weird bug then. I wish I'd have known that. I'd have done that on purpose so Carol wasn't bashing me with stuff.
Yeah.
Deadpool, hey, it's me, Deadpool. His little off the top will now do one damage if the enemy has 1 point of health. So thankfully you can finish someone off with a little off the top as opposed to making any match on the board.
That would have been sad. I'm going to hit you with my swords and it does no damage. Oh,
it's got a Spider-Man. Brand new Spider-Mans.
Yeah. I hear it's a boss event. You were right, by the way. Good job, Craig. You were right about everything and I was wrong about everything.
Well, that's a statement I've never heard before. All right.
I know, well, at least pertaining to this game.
Yeah, I'll agree with that on the Spider-Man part.
Yeah.
So, we got 5-star Spidey, Peter Parker, number, I don't know, 7, 8, 9. His first ability is called Stick Around. Stick Around. Stick up, and stick down.
Do you, by the way, when you stick around, do you hear Arnold saying it? Because I hear Arnold saying it. From Predator.
Stick around.
Stick around.
Wasn't that Commando?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was in Predator.
I did not hear that in my head, but I will now.
I did, and I thought it was Commando.
Remember, Solly, when I promised to kill you last? I lied. So anyway, Stick Around is 6 blue, and it creates web tiles. And it says, what's great about this is if there's enough web tiles on the board, it will stun the entire enemy team. How many is enough?
Wait, stop. It was Predator.
Ha ha!
When they're trying to rescue the imaginary hostages,
right? And he's
tearing through that little village/base camp, and he whips around and throws a knife into someone and to stick around. I thought he said something similar in Commando, though.
Oh,
too.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. But I'm pretty good on my Predator trivia.
Yeah, that's a jam. That's a good movie.
Yeah, it does have Jesse Ventura with a minigun.
Yeah,
I mean, that is the stuff.
Good old painless.
Ain't got time to bleed.
So anyway, stuns the entire team for X many's web tiles. Insert X at some other future time when we actually get to see it. His second power is called Arachnid Agility, which is 10 green. Deal damage to random enemy, then the same amount of damage to another random enemy, once for each web tile on the board, for a max of 5 web tiles, or 5 times. So for 10 green, you get to put down 6 beatdowns.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That sounds crazy.
And I really wasn't listening. So remind me about that last power. If for the number of web tiles I have out, that's how many turns of stun they get stunned?
No, it just says if you have enough, you can stun the enemy team. How long are they stunned? I don't know.
Oh.
I would assume depending on the power of the level, it'll either be, you know, one or two.
I gotcha. Right.
But it's a whole team stun, and then you get to go crazy with the green beatdown.
Yeah.
That sounds real fun.
Team stun? What is this? One-star Venom?
Yep, you better nerf him instantly. He's already the most powerful character in the entire game. You better nerf him 6, 7, 10, 114 times. God. Still makes me furious. Oh no, the one-star is so powerful. He can get killed instantly by every character in the game nowadays.
Yeah, it was as if someone with a direct line to the lead developer said, "Hey, now that it's so much easier to put out web tiles, Venom's going to be good."
And they said, "Nope, no, he's not. Screw you." All right, his final ability is called Web Shot. In things that make me sad, he has, I don't know, apparently the same lame drone that Falcon had in the last movie. He gets to shoot a drone from his Tony Stark suit.
Ugh. Oh.
I'm not looking forward to that part of the movie. I don't need Spider-Man to have no drones. Anyway, does 7 red and deals a quote-unquote good amount of damage and converts web tiles to critical tiles based on the ability level and how many are on the board. So I like converting web tiles to criticals. That's nice.
Yeah, sure.
It says, for example, level 450 and power level 5, if there are 3 web tiles, it converts 1 to a critical tile. If there are 5 or more, it converts 3 to critical tiles. And it also has a passive that creates web tiles if there isn't any on the board to get him started with his other powers. He sounds real good.
Yeah, definitely does.
This might be the first time I want to use Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, I've no doubt he, you know, most of the 5 stars are pretty good, but he sounded good. Again, I won't know it until it's played. Whenever you read me the descriptions, you know, it's definitely it's tough because I'm not only am I only half listening, but you know, until you see them in act, you know, I hear what people who play Puzzle Quest have to say, then I get the input. Like, when we were reading the descriptions, I thought Sandman sounded great. I guess I was wrong.
I was
internet
wrong.
Told me different.
Self-destruction's got me again. So the let's talk about this new event. It's got so many words.
It has, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's got all the words. Well, Ian, you better be sitting down for
parts.
This.
I am, and I'm also refortified because I don't know what was wrong with me, but when you first read this to me and told me he was going to be battling the Sinister Six, for whatever reason, I let myself believe that that was going to include the Sinister Six, even though they're not in the game. I was like, the Sinister Six, I can't wait to fight Electro and Mysterio.
And Kraven.
It's going to be the best.
Kraven the Hunter, baby.
Did he make a Sinister Six appearance?
Yeah, at one point.
Ah, well, then, see, I would have. I was like, oh, it's going to be great. They're going to be like mini bosses that I just kind of put together for this event. And then I was like, oh, no, wait, you're a dummy, Ian. They're just going to use Venom, Carnage, and Green Goblin.
Yeah, I don't know that this lineup actually ever was a Sinister Six in the comics, but
no.
I'm okay with their 6 choices.
Carnage doesn't work with people.
Right. You got Doc Ock and Vulture in there.
Yeah, that's solid. I'm down. And Sandman.
Yeah. All right. So anywho, there's 2 boss missions, 3 supporting characters per boss mission. Completing a boss mission locks the mission. Completing a supporting character mission unlocks the boss mission. So that part seems pretty standard nowadays in boss missions. But there's only 3 instead of, you know,
right,
more than 3s.
Really quick, we got a question from Donkey Teeth. Does the Sinister Sticks, are they available at Cinnabon?
Oh, that would be a great thing.
The Cinnabon 6?
The Cinnabon Marvel team up. That would be awesome.
Yeah, and Cinnabon should have, you know, made some combo.
Led by Todd.
That's true. Well, Todd's going to get up early to make the Sinister Sticks. So.
But it's Sinister Sticks spelled C-I-N-N-A-S-T-E-R. Sinister, like Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anywho.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Each boss mission will consist of 3 of the 6 bosses. Enemy combinations change each round. They are displayed in the pre-event description, however. Enemy AP is depleted after defeating them and moving on to the next boss. So the bosses don't get to carry over AP. So that's nice. So your bosses are Carnage. This, they all appear to have, you know, different powers than their real characters. So Carnage is unpredictable with swapping tiles and performing random attacks. He makes tile swaps at the start of his turn if he has any black AP. The Doc Ock version puts the nuclear reactor tile at the start of the battle, and that will end the game if it activates. Destroy Doc Ock's tentacles to reveal his weaknesses.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that's kind of like how Caecilius, you have to beat up Caecilius
by
getting rid of his
maybe.
Things.
I assumed it was kind of like when you got bonuses for matching away something against Thanos. The soul, the Infinity Gems.
Oh, sure.
Maybe. I don't know. It sounds exciting.
Green Goblin summons henchmen to his side. He creates and fortifies countdown tiles that do random effects.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sandman reduces incoming damage while taking extra damage from yellow match fives.
Interesting.
So interesting. You got to use people who make yellow, apparently, to beat him down.
We got to take away his yellow. Yeah,
he generates
sense.
Yellow tiles that help fuel a devastating attack. So he's going to be putting yellow on the board, but don't let him match them because then he's going to put you the whoop down. Venom creates invisibility tiles until he is ready to attack. That sounds not fun.
Yeah.
Creates web tiles after attacking. Can devour an enemy if there are enough web tiles on the board.
Oh, that was just for you!
I'm loving that part. Loving that part.
And speaking of things that suck, who's the sixth one?
And it's the Vulture. This sounds like it'll be really painful. Yeah. Goes airborne while waiting to strike. And then he deals damage and destroys tiles. If he's going to constantly be airborne, that's going to be real hard to win.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least with Venom, now that random attacks can target invisible enemies, you can hit them with random attacks, theoretically.
Yeah, but airborne is...
But airborne...
We do know that the game is going to crash every time that happens.
Every time you make it to the Vulture, game will crash. That's how he wins.
You know, because then fastball special will happen and it'll just be bad news.
If you get Rocket Man into a fastball special in the Vulture.
Anyway, those sound fun. I'm waiting to try that tomorrow at noonish. So the powered up events that are going on. Your five stars are our buddy Cliff, Iron Man, Back in Black, Peter Parker, Bruce Banner, and Old Man Meatbag. The four stars, Cloak and Dagger, Hulkbuster, Cho, She-Thor, and Wolverine.
The Goddess of Thunder.
Yeah, it says so right on the screen.
Yeah.
Three stars, you got Beast, Gray Suit, Hawkeye, Battery Man, Spider-Man, Hulk, Thor, Patch. So on and so on. I don't care about who the one stars and two stars are. Mission rewards. You're going to get some command points and ISO from the first ones. What's good in the individual rewards? 800. You need to get the 800,000 to get a legendary token. But you can also get a few Sinister Six event tokens in there and slew of hero points. In the Alliance rewards, you're getting an event token and then... three Deadpool covers, three Carol covers, four-star Carol covers.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah, I might actually be awful. Able to champion her.
And of course, the very first Carol cover you get is black, which I already have five of.
No, so I have all the yellows. I have three yellows dying right now. And then if we make it all the way to round eight, we will get another homecoming legendary token.
Woohoo.
Mm. There will be a Sinister Six vault, which has 80 covers in it. One legendary token, one four-star, two random, one featured four-star, two random four-stars, the three required three-stars, and then a bunch of randos. 19 random nice. Three-stars, and 54 two-stars. The Homecoming Legendary Store gets you a 10% chance at that new Peter Parker, and a 90% chance of the latest 12. Additional tokens are 25 command points each. So apparently I'm going to be spending a pile of command points so I can get one Peter Parker. There's also a Spider-Man Limited Vault, which has 40 things in it, one legendary token, one random four-star, three Spider-Man classic covers, and then a bunch of heroic tokens and ISO. I don't think that vault looks attractive at all. Not liking that one.
Well, it gets you a homecoming token.
Yeah. So there you go. Get your alliance. If you're not in an alliance, join one quick. You got to play tomorrow.
Yep. Unless you just saw that join button vanish, then you're out of luck.
What else we got? I think that's all for news. You got any other news? Anybody?
I don't have any news. We'll come back to it.
All right.
It'll be relevant later.
So right. I do want to mention about the Homecoming movie. So I saw somewhere on the random interwebs that there was a review of the new Homecoming movie, and I'm like, all right, this guy, it sounds like this guy has a lot of Marvel experience. I want to see what his review is. One of the first lines in his review is, Marvel has a track record of making good films. Not great films. The only thing that has come close to greatness is Guardians of the Galaxy. And I instantly lost all interest in this guy's opinion.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring that up because I got annoyed.
I think he
lost me at the same point.
Several of those films are really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy is not at the top of the heap.
Because those are turds, but...
And one of his main complaints was there's a whole bunch of one-liner jokes. I'm like, yeah, it's Spider-Man.
So his main complaint is one-liner jokes, yet he rates Guardians of the Galaxy at the top of the movie list. That guy, I've got words for that guy on other shows that I do, not on this one. That guy is a not nice fella.
Yeah,
with an ungood opinion.
And it's Spider-Man. I better have nothing but one-shot cracks. I mean,
that's true.
That's what he does.
That's kind of his jam.
That's his thing.
Yeah. That's true.
That was what was missing from, like, the McGuire Spider-Man.
That, a plot, acting, you know.
No way. I'm going to revisit it. There's no way that it
those movies
is
were
as
bad
as you think.
They were bad. All the I'm just going to pretend that all the previous Spider-Man movies never existed, and I'm just going to go straight to this one.
Not me. I'm going to stand by Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2.
Maybe they can just bring back Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. That show was awesome.
Nope. No one wants to see a show with Firestar.
Sure, why not? It's had Iceman, it had Sunfire once. They went and visited the X-Men a couple of times.
They did. I love that show. I can't discredit that. I'm just saying.
Do you remember the one where he fell in love with a girl from the future? And the only way she could get back to the future was to have Ivory, but they needed Kluven. And it took him the whole episode to figure out that Kluven meant Ivory. And then he went and stole some Ivory from like a... elephant in the zoo or something that had broken off a tusk, and then she went back to the future.
Wow.
No? You don't remember this one? He was going to go with her because he was in love, but he caught a cold, and her brother was dying from the common cold because there's no common cold in the future, so Spider-Man couldn't go to the future because he had too many germs. No?
No, why would that one specific episode stand out? And while they were trying to find this Ivory, the Ivory where they captured by Safari Joe does it again.
No, that was Thundercats.
I know what it was. It's just that's the way you work. You're like, you remember this one episode that no one else saw that I watched in Craig World?
No, I told you there was the one with Sunfire. There was a couple times they visited the X-Men. And that's all I remember about that show. Anywho, what's in the mailbag?
Yeah, open that up. Surely Craig won't be able to interrupt the mail.
Yeah. That never happens.
Yeah, we just got a screen. Let us have mail.
What?
I don't even know what
that letter.
Was.
Oh, yeah. It's the mail. It never fails.
Yeah.
Makes me want to
with
whack
my tail.
Yeah.
Mail.
Yeah, Blue's Clues is good stuff.
It was. And then the good guy left and they got that
yeah.
punk.
Yeah, his cousin.
Yeah.
Joe.
It was like when they ruined MST3K when they brought that second punk on.
Yeah, it's
after
like when
Joel
they ruined
left.
It's like when they ruined Dukes of Hazzard when they brought their cousins on.
Oh my god, how really terrible was that? It. The cousins were so freaking bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't good to start with, but then
no, see cousins showing up to replace people never helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That also ruined the Smurfs when they added the Smurf cousins.
Yeah, and the Care Bear cousins.
Oh, totally.
Wow.
Man, cousins are the worst.
They are.
They're TV poison.
Oh, yeah, it's like that punk who was on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, that weird extra kid?
Yeah, when they brought him on at the end because the little kids had gotten too old.
Yep, for that final season. I forget what he is infamous, but I can't remember his name because I don't watch
like
that show.
Jinxed or something, so every episode. Cousin Oliver, thanks, Donkey Thief.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cousin Oliver was the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that kid. Phew.
I'm just waiting. I'm,
any other crazy cousins? But they're cousins? Identical cousins?
Identical cousins?
And you'll find.
Yeah, but they started out cousins. They didn't bring in a cousin to try to revive that show in its final season.
I got you, Donkey Teeth. It's Oliver. I'm on board now.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a delay because Donkey Teeth is just shouting Oliver as loud as he can.
Carebear Cousins were not good, not better.
Anyway. Hey, I'm going to open up the mailbag now. See what Robbie brought us. So BBF2 said to Ian, wait, so you're saving up your legendary tokens for Gwynpool? Or for when, sorry, for when Gwynpool left. But she's being replaced by Sandman. And while Gwynpool isn't fantastic, she's miles better than Sandman.
Nope.
So Stinkbomb followed up very quickly, though, and said that Sandman has nearly double the hit points. He's teetering on already needing a rebuild out of the gate. So he's going to get that rebuild, and he's going to be awesome. He says that he has cheap AoE with stun, and his projectiles punch works really well with, like, Reed, Four-Star Cage, Captain Falcon, Medusa-Venom combo. So don't count Sandman out.
Now his rework will be that they're going to have his hit points.
I doubt that. I think I really doubt that. I see where you're going, where you're coming from.
What? You think that's good? Slapped out.
Joe said, quote, maybe Joe is correct, end quote. This is the best episode ever. he also said that he voted for Dazzler as his, since his usual dream of more Spider-Man villains is coming true, so why not back Craig's dreams as well?
God bless Joe. One person out there looking out for me.
D-Wing Illinois, first comment, communism was a red herring. And if that's a quote that I think it's a quote from, that's hilarious. I'm curious if it's actually a quote from the movie Clue, but...
Probably. He was talking about the comic book Clue during that episode. Go. So it would make for an appropriate segue and a great...
It wasn't horrible.
The comic?
Yeah. I'm going to get the next one. I'll pick it up.
There you go. He also said that the idea of Craig's head exploding from the sheer indignation of a one-star Dazzler made him smile, and he regrets nothing. he also said that he had friends go to the Wonder Woman movie and tell him that the most exciting part was when they learned that they were eligible for the senior discount.
Oh, now, come on. That movie's got to be better than that.
And finally, he said that if you lived in a quote-unquote soda region, that yeah. Bob Ross train wreck would not have happened and our lives would have been poorer for it. And Guys and Dolls opening for the win.
Yeah, I had to bring that up because I didn't realize I was singing a song from Guys and Dolls.
Yeah, Jeff Duggan said there was a Guys and Dolls opening and I missed it.
I didn't realize that the Paul Revere song was from Guys and Dolls.
Yeah, as it turns out, we actually started our local recordings before we started the broadcast to YouTube. Mm. So if you listen live, you missed out on the Guys and Dolls. But D-Wing Illinois went on to explain that you were singing part of, what's it called, Fugue for Tin Horns?
That sounds right.
Yeah, that's a new one on me.
It just happens unconsciously. Craig is just... one ongoing show tune.
I do enjoy show tunes.
Hey, Jeff Cascadian said, thank you for the Meals on Wheels BSA. He appreciates that.
Sure.
He also said that he loved the progression wards for the 7-day events. Using boosted Medusa, boosted Agent Venom, and Carnage helped me tear through the nodes. That's an interesting combo. Agent Venom instead of Mr. Fantastic. Not exactly sure how I feel about that.
I've gone all Thanos now. It's Carnage, Medusa, Thanos.
Really?
Yeah. I've just given up on the fact that Thanos is just so ridiculous that I just let him win every fight. And Carnage, Medusa crank out enough temp hit points that they last a fairly long time.
That is likely true. I don't know. I love Fantastic Stun.
Yeah?
So I can't move away from that. That and I just champ Fantastic, so I gotta use him.
Fantastic. But man, that guy is super evil right now.
That's what I hear.
Man!
Playing a sinister long game.
Man, if you were reading the infamous Iron Man, that Fantastic, he is up to no good. No. Really?
Potentially. Good. Nothing has been fully revealed.
Oh, he's up to no good.
Potentially. There's a lot. There are a lot of cogs in this yeah. machine.
Telling you, Ray, you got to read this comic. It's freaking awesome.
I really should.
I'm really enjoying Doctor Doom. He is living it up.
Sounds right down my alley.
Yeah. It's-
hey, Jeff also said that he's been playing Spider-Man on that required character. since his rework, and the yellow is expensive, but nice.
Yeah, looked nice.
I haven't tried it yet.
Nope, I haven't either.
But I wanted to mention that as well, because I need to start using a different That Required character team. I've been using Deadpool for so long to make sure that I use him every day. I noticed this week that I have maxed out my Deadpool points.
Nice.
So I guess I can use someone else now. Because my reason to use him was to get Deadpool points.
Well, maybe you could just blow through some Deadpool points for the good of the Alliance.
I suppose I could try.
Yeah.
I never remember to use that power.
I'm going to take months to charge this up. I'm never going to click it.
Yeah. All right. It's all charged. Moving on. Jeff also said that he would bet top dollar that the top two votes in the survey were for Nightcrawler and Gambit. A lot of people like Nightcrawler and Gambit.
They do like Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
I love me some Nightcrawler.
Gambit, on the other hand, way overrated.
Nope. Love him too.
Meh.
He's got a terrible costume. Like, his outfit's really bad.
You don't like the trench coat?
No. He does have a stick, though.
He's from New Orleans.
The stick is nice.
Trench coat in New Orleans, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing right with that.
We already discussed it, but Jeff also said, good news, Greg, you're going to be receiving A-Force Carol covers in the new Spidey event.
Yeah, so I see.
Yeah. And finally, he said, Wonder Woman is wonderful, Ian. Go see it. So, vastly different reviews of that movie.
I mean, I haven't seen it yet, and I'm willing to state that it's got to be the best DC movie to date.
I don't know.
I was going to say, without a list of all DC movies in front of me.
I'm like, modern era. Like, this doesn't constitute Christopher Reeves, because Superman 1 is awesome.
Yeah, so is Superman 2.
Superman 2 is awesome.
Yeah.
Neo
Superman 3
Zod.
Gets kind of sketch. Superman 4 is right out.
Yeah.
As a movie, 3 was very entertaining.
Yeah, it really was.
I did as a Marvel movie, and not so good, but it was DC very funny. It was
not a Marvel movie.
Oh, a comic movie. You were correct.
If you're going loosely in the DC universe nowadays, I still think Constantine is the best DC movie that was.
Is that what, modern era?
Well, yeah. Like, Constantine's not that old. It's
no, and I agree. And I thought that was a Vertigo property, not a DC property.
But that's DC nowadays.
Oh. Yeah, I like that movie.
Hellblazer is a DC comic, so.
Yeah, Constantine was a good movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
It's in my top three or four, you know, DC movies.
That's good.
That is all I have from the mailbag. The other thing that I did want to mention, though, was that we haven't done in a while. I wanted to give a shout out to our current patrons.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
They seem nice.
So, quick shout out to people who have been helping support this podcast. He's Jin Gixon, AstroMonkey9, Anhel, Alpha Team, Double X, Screech, Jeff Metzner, Jeff Polier, a.k.a. Jeff Cascadian, Cactus Jack,
Bang Bang,
Adam, a.k.a. Matt Olaf, Keith, a.k.a. Astro3, Wiener RM, Adam Nelson, and we have a new pledge from Jimmy, a.k.a. J-Wall.
Nice!
So, shout out
to
all those
everybody.
People for helping support this podcast.
Yeah! Do you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I would like to be.
No.
That is still better than the original. Yeah. That song's a piece of
unrelated to Craig's rampant vulgarities and terrible singing. Hess Gene Gixon, what happened to our Star Wars alliance? Please email me and tell me more. All right, bye. Sorry, I logged on one day and like 6 or 7 of the the alliance leader and all of his cronies just vanished. I was like, what's going on? And everything's fine now, but I was just curious. Maybe he knew more. He's a little more plugged into things than I am. He's a cleverer gentleman all around.
You just want to log in and play the game.
No, I'll play later. I just...
No, I mean, instead of trying to keep track of everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah, I'm just there to play. I don't really want to get plugged into the politics, and I'm too lazy to write an email, so I just thought I would reach out via this show, and hopefully he'll write me an email. I'm not too lazy to read an email. It's a little more passive.
Not like Ray, who doesn't want emails at all.
I have to read email for work. Why would I want to read email for fun?
Yeah. What else you got?
Nope, that's it.
Ah.
I always have to say that twice.
Yeah, moving on then. Ian keeps distracting me with this random jibba-jabba.
Sorry. I got things.
Donkey D says your teammates must have lived on Alderaan. Did they all cry out in terror and then suddenly vanish?
I think so. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Ian.
Do you know what time it is?
Time to bust a rhyme?
It is not. It is time for the featured character of the week.
Week.
We're never gonna get that right.
No. What you got? What you got?
Well, we never practice it except once a week. So
yeah,
that doesn't need practice. Craig just needs to recognize that there are three of us.
Nope.
So if he goes and then someone goes, it's not his turn again until he's heard a second voice. But nope, he's like weak.
You know, for the first year and a half, Ray had never chimed in on that joke.
And I know, and now he's part of it.
Well, now I'm setting my ways.
We're getting too late. We're getting ready for the big.
I'm every other week.
We're about to get launched into syndication in a movie. we're finally starting to get our groove.
Six seasons in a movie.
Nothing's ever been more true than Craig saying, "Well, I'm setting my ways now."
Can't change it now.
Stupid Peter Parker and his drones. Lousy younger Aunt May.
That is the worst still.
It's not.
Oh,
it's
man,
delightful.
It makes me angry thinking about it right now.
Well, let me cheer you up by telling you about everybody's favorite Sorcerer Supreme. None other than Stephen Strange.
What about in the What If universe when it was Doctor Who? Or Doctor Doom?
Doctor Who?
Not Doctor Who.
I didn't read that one. It seemed like he would just be so dominant it'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much how that went.
Okay. This guy has a power called, and so does Doctor Strange. No, this Crimson Bands of Sidorak, and they are 9 blue AP, and he converts a chosen basic tile into a 2-turn countdown tile, then stuns the target for 2 turns. Then the tile destroys 2 enemy AP of that color and deals 466 damage each turn. Man, this guy is just so good. As his power increases, the each turn damage increases, then the...
You're slowing down a lot, Ian.
Yeah, sorry. It's got a lot of... Yeah, I'll probably be fine. Oh, then it destroys an extra enemy AP and does more per turn damage. Then it's a 3-turn countdown tile, and it stuns for 3 turns, destroys 3 enemy AP, and then it finally does more each turn damage. So let's see what this guy does when he's all revved up. He converts a chosen tile into a 3-turn countdown tile, then stuns the target for 3 turns. Then the countdown tile destroys 3 enemy AP of its color and deals 6,384 damage each turn. All right, the Eye of Agamotto.
Agamotto.
11... Yep, 11, exactly. 11 purple AP. If one does not exist, create a colorless eye tile that activates each turn, removing a random enemy attack tile. The eye tile can't be matched and does not fall. So, random enemy attack tile, then we add protect tile, then we add strike tile, then we add invisibility tile. Finally, we add trap tile. Okay, that's a little better. The Flames
of the Saltine.
Yes. Flames of the Saltine. It costs 14 yellow AP and deals 1,533 damage. More importantly, it's got a passive component. When an enemy fires a power, it deals 557 damage to the target. As it goes up, both of those numbers kind of creep up. Eventually, his big blast of flames does 16,016 damage, and he does 5,824 damage if the enemy fires a power.
Would have been cooler if they made the damage be like 16,666 or something.
Nope.
No. Like, you know, a good demon blast or something.
I don't. He's not powered by evil.
No, but he's blasting a demon.
No, that's true. I have never known him to be built any other way than 5-3-5. I can't even imagine another way other than maybe 4-4-5. In case you really have an issue with invisibility tiles and you want to, you know, make sure that invisible person gets
Like in tomorrow's event.
Yes. So possibly 4-4-5, but I'm going to stick with 5-3-5 until I'm told otherwise. I mean, you got to go 5 on the Flames.
You have
to.
Just such a good power.
Do you think that Juggernaut should be immune to the Crimson Bands of Sederac?
No.
He really should be.
Because nothing stops him?
No, but he's powered by the Gem of Sederac. He should not be able to be held back by the Crimson Bands of Sederac.
Well, wouldn't they have an equivalent effect on him?
No, he's all Sederac'd up. He should be immune to other Sederac.
I don't understand that logic, but I'm willing to support it.
I don't know if Doctor Strange has ever, come across Juggernaut. I'm sure it's probably happened, right?
I don't know.
That's fair.
Comic book cover coming in 5-4.
Right. It's almost here. I'll stall and give them time and tell everybody that there's a 3-star version of this guy who, as far as I know, is almost exactly the same, but the Flames, instead of having a 14 AP deal ton of damage component, they have an additional passive component that heals you as well as beating up that heals your team as well as hitting the enemy for firing a power.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, good times.
Super dope.
Jables MC points out that inconsistencies in the game, like Daredevil being confused by invisibility. this is the same kind of
thing. What is the deal with Samurai? No, Ian. Yeah, literally, right. He just sent a link. It's a Master of Black Magic, Doctor Strange, fighting the Juggernaut. It's a 15-cent comic from way back in the day.
He's savvy when it comes to the interwebs.
Man.
His Google foo is strong.
It is.
Seriously.
It's crazy. Maybe he's using Bing. Maybe that's why he's getting all these quick results.
Obviously. He's just
racking up rewards. I'm telling you, my
system tells me all the time that Firefox and Google are just slowing it down and that the internet runs 85% faster if I would just use Bing and Internet Explorer or Edge.
Yeah, you get those free Amazon gift cards.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
He says that he uses Ask Jeeves.
Nice.
I mean, use a Dogpile or a Hotbot. Bust out the stuff from long times ago.
Yeah, that's it. Doctor Strange is super dope.
He is the man.
You should use him all the time.
Long, long time ago, I still remember when Ask Jeeves would find me things.
That was terrible. That's one of your worst songs to date. I love it.
I don't know how to pronounce the name. D. Fipple just said, Juggernaut, I've come to bargain.
That's and in the web browser I love the most. The Firefox or the Google Chromes. I needed them the most the day that Edge arrived.
Oh my goodness.
So serve with Microsoft Edge.
Yeah, seriously. This wasn't requested. This is a freebie, everybody. You're giving away stuff for free. You are devaluing your own songs.
Oh crap, I was supposed to make a song this week. I'll get on that for next week.
All right.
I totally spaced. There was a holiday involved and trips to hospitals and things. And
that's true.
Yeah.
It's been a very, very hectic week. It's been a very hectic segment.
Yeah.
So that's the featured character of the week.
Week. That was gold. All right. Ray, you've got no Vine, right? Are you still Vineless?
Pretty much. I have one character on my Vine and it is a 2-star, so we are good. That's amazing. I went from like 53 to 0 in one day.
Mine is a complete and utter disaster.
Okay.
I have 14 things on the Vine. I think one, let's see, it's 1, 2, 3 Yellow Carols. There's a big pun in there. There's a Mordo. It's an X-23. The Forgotten Blade. And 1, 2, 3 Agent Venoms. It's a mess. Absolute mess. I think I'm boned all the way around.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that sounds like a lot of selling.
Yeah.
And my last champ, 4-star champ, was Agent Venom, and I don't know, it just made me sad.
I mean, even those Carol covers that are coming, I only have her at 3-5-2, so that's only going to get her to 4-5-3. That still ain't going to cut it.
Yeah, it'll take me to 5-5-1.
Spend 120 CP.
That seems unlikely. I need to spend all of my CP to get that one Peter Parker cover.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you need immediate medical attention?
I don't. I'll probably survive. I'll even try to stop coughing before the end of the show.
Okay. All right. Ian, what you got in your vine?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I think I cleaned it up mostly. I got to live my dream. I never accumulated enough hero points to roster my four-star Gamora, so I was sadly forced to sell Gwenpool to free up a roster slot and put Gamora on there. My vine is currently a 3-star Thanos and a 3-star Human Torch. Thanos is not yet championed, I don't think, and Human Torch, I can't bring myself to champion just yet.
Okay.
I just sucked it up in champion Sentry. I don't think I could handle 2 back-to-back, but it's possible. We'll see where I fill in next week.
I wasted a bunch of, you know, tokens and opened some this week, and I got a 5-star Star-Lord and a 5-star Doc Ock.
Wow.
This week. Ooh. So that was nice. That's my rewards of the week.
The ever popular green power?
I do have 1 green. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know if I even have a reward of the week, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. I don't think I got it.
All right.
Yeah, I had that good week run on my login daily resupply where I got a couple more. I got those 2 other Devil Dino covers that I needed so that he would be a 4-4-4.
I got a Howard the Duck coming up. I'm super stoked.
Yeah.
When you got your yellow Old Man Logan, right, Ian?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Got another yellow Old Man Logan. I was happy. Happy to see that.
Five days till I get me Howard the Duck. Yeah, see? I'm a duck, see? Yeah. All right, let's open some stuffs.
Okay.
Brought to you, as always, by our super sweet sponsor, this guy.
Woo! All right, so I want to get another 4-star champion. I've been sitting on 2 champion 4-stars for a long time. I figure if I got a 3rd, then I could have a full team of champion 4-stars. So I'm thinking I should up the amount of tokens that I open. But at the same time, now do I want to start doing that, or should I save this CP and start opening things during the Spider-Man event?
Mm.
Try to get that Spider-Man event, because now, which I didn't realize, I mean, if every other new character is going to be a 5-star, I better really ramp up my 5-star game. Because 4-stars are starting to fall by the wayside, apparently.
Hey, I mean, you can spend a big pile of CP trying to load up that Peter Parker right out the gate.
Well, I don't have a big pile. I only have a moderate pile.
Hmm.
Actually, I don't really know how to qualify the size of my CP pile. I can quantify it, but I don't know. Is 512 some? Not much? A lot? Average amount?
512 is quite a bit.
Okay.
I mean, I do have more than that, but I've been so ISO poor that I've been afraid to open anything. So
right, I'm a little ISO flush at the moment. Not that that would last, and not that that's, you know, it's not burning an ISO hole in my pocket. But if I started opening things, I could champion at least 1, possibly 3, 4-stars.
Yeah, you're up toward 1 million ISO, right?
I'm over 1 million.
Oh, yeah. Good God,
that's 3-4 stars.
Yeah. So I was thinking, rather than try to get that 1 Peter Parker cover every token opening segment, I'll open 1 latest legend and 5 classic legends, and that'll last for 5 weeks, and then I'll have the out of CP until, you know, it starts creeping up slowly again.
I think you scared Jables MC. He said, "Dear God, I hope they're not going to increase 5-star drop rate to every other character."
Am I wrong? Did it not go 5-star Doc Ock? Then Sandman, then 5-star Spidey.
Then yeah, I believe that's correct.
4-star Vulture, then
hopefully
5-star Dazzler. all right, let's open some tokens. I think I'm going to do that. I think I would like to open several tokens today. So do you want me to go first or last?
I don't care. I've only got
in
1
the
to
middle.
Open.
Okay, go for it, Craig.
All right, I'm going to poke Otto in the nose.
Okay.
It is a 4-star. It is a Rocket and Baby Groot.
Ugh.
Welcome to the team.
Nice.
Let's see. That puts them at a 1-2-3.
Nice.
So that was nice. I could use that.
I will give Otto a wet willy.
But you're going to have to clean off your screen then.
I am, and then I will get a 5-star out of it, and it will be something good. 5-star Star-Lord.
Ooh, he's mediocre.
Yeah, I don't know. He might be good. I don't know anything. I've already forgotten all of his things.
He does summon that sweet spaceship, right, and shoot me with cannons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that part.
Great animation.
Ray, you want to go, and then I'll open my my five classic legend tokens.
I am up to 31 latest legends, so...
Nice.
I'll knock that down to a 30. Oh, purple. Purple it is.
Always purple. Every week it's purple.
Hey, it's Superior Science, Doc Ock's Black.
Nice.
That puts that means I have to spend 1,000 hero points because I did not have Doc Ock.
Oh, brand new character. All right.
Yeah.
Let's do some damage to Phoenix. Jabber in the eye. See what I got. And it is... Oh, don't push this button. Rocket and or Groot. And another ear poking will yield the Sandman. Sand Blast. Nose poking. Yes?
Alpha Team asks you if you... did you lick your finger?
I didn't. I got another Rye Will I Ams. Give me a better chance at this upcoming crash. Mouth poking. Oh, Blade. I forgot he was a character.
Yeah, he's still in this game?
Forgotten four-star.
And the last one, right in this here Phoenix logo. Yeah, another Blade.
Blade is awesome.
I hear good things. So I'm going to start rostering some of these guys before I forget.
I've been using Blade every chance I get now. Of course, I got him up to a 274, but his red power is just amazing.
It's a lot of
I guess
of
got Blade. A pop-up that I have never gotten before. I was... putting these covers onto my people, and a pop-up came that said, "Covers are power. Find Blade Modern with Tools of the Trade to train up this power."
Okay.
That was just confusing. Did I click on a blank arrow accidentally? Yeah! If you click on an arrow and you don't have any covers, it lets you know to go get more covers.
Oh, well, that's nice of it.
Yeah.
Go get some covers. Thanks, game!
Alright, that maxed out my magnetic repulsors. And now I gotta find some hero points so I can put these other people on my roster.
Because
I
don't have Blade.
I do have Blade. Blade, I now have it at 223, but I do not have Star-Lord. I do not have Rocket and Groot, and I do not have the Sandman or Sandman.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder what happened if Sandman had to fight Clayface?
It'd be tough. Again, that'd be closer than you'd think. I don't know.
Like, you know, because they could both cancel out their powers, right? Because, like, the sand would get all gumpy, but the clay would get all gritty.
Yeah.
Did you just hear, I got Anakin Skywalker complaining about how sand gets everywhere in my head now. It gets everywhere. No?
I don't know. What's that from?
Ray, is that a pod racing scene? No? Does it have Darth Maul fighting someone? No. The rest of the movie is completely blanked out.
It's one of the worst scenes in any of those movies, but it's still funny because it's Darth Vader complaining about how sand gets everywhere.
You know what I would... Now that we're...
Oh, no, come Chris, on!
What? What's happening?
You're kidding me!
What? You found a comic where Sandman fights Clayface?
He does say that this one's not real.
Okay.
But it sure looks real. Clayface... It says Super Team Family versus Clayface Sandman Mudfight. Natalie Portman is still terrible. She's a terrible actress. Get over.
I was actually curious if Hayden Christensen was still alive.
Oh, is he?
I don't know. Has he acted since that movie?
I don't know. Maybe he's hanging out with Shia LaBeouf.
No, that guy's melting down nonstop. Guy's the best.
LaBeouf.
Apparently he is still active. He's been in a whole ton of things.
Really?
Like 12 things. None of which have I ever heard of. So.
Okay.
So he's doing like the indie movie circuit?
Seems like.
All right, well, good for him, I guess. Anyway, thanks a lot to this guy.
Yeah, thanks this guy. Email me.
You can tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, it's called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. It has so many great shows on it. If you are looking to fill up your digital player with lots and lots of podcasts to listen to for long commutes or plane flights, or perhaps you just have lots of free time at work and you're allowed to listen to podcasts while you do whatever it is you do, then please head over to the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. If you need, we have a direct link to all of those shows, I believe, on our website, puzzlewarriors3.com. Or again, Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Wait a minute. Did somebody tell me that I should watch Takers?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
It's a movie. It's a movie with Chris Brown and Hayden Christensen. Apparently it wasn't either of you two, but somebody told me I should watch that movie. So
Chris Brown, like felony assault Chris Brown?
I don't know. I see the name Chris Brown.
Mm.
Does he have billing ahead of Hayden Christensen?
Yes.
Then it's got to be him. Mm. There are no other famous Chris Browns.
I don't think I can watch that movie. I don't like Hayden Christensen. I don't know what the plot is.
And no one likes Chris Brown.
No one should like Chris Brown. That guy is a piece of garbage. Absolute trash.
True story. Anyway, I think that's all we got.
I think so.
All right.
Yeah, no, I mean, and not to reflect poorly on Hayden Christensen. I've never met him. He could be a really great guy. I mean, maybe we have a lot in common. I hope he's doing well. But
Chris Brown, not so much.
No, Chris Brown. Man, what a turd.
Okay, then.
Yeah, hey. He gets all the expletive deleted.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Get this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Leave your comments, suggestions, hate mail. Send them all to Ray. Either from our website on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or over onto the D3 forums or via the Twitters. Or Facebook? Question mark?
There's a Facebook page, yes.
Yeah, see?
Wasn't sure what you were asking.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen our Facebook page, so I'm assuming it's out there.
There's not a whole lot on it. It basically points to this podcast.
Yeah, that's fine. And I mean, I know you don't use it. And I know I've been trying to wean myself off, but I've at least gone to our Facebook page to like it.
Mm, that'd be nice of me.
And there it went.
Every time I get into Facebook now, it's been taken over by a friend of mine who lives in New Jersey that I have not seen in a very long time, but he posts like 35 things a day. I don't know what he does for a living anymore, but it seems like he just posts on Facebook for a living.
Yeah, I don't look anymore because there once was a time when I could go onto Facebook and I would get to know a little bit about what people have been doing semi-recently. Now it's nothing but reposted videos from Reddit.
Hmm.
Like, I'm like, I already read all this stuff. What is the point? Just get it off. Get it off. Get your videos off my Facebook feed. Just tell me if you're alive or dead.
I do once in a while see a post from our good friend who used to tase himself.
Oh my God, is he still alive?
He is.
Good for him. I never see a post from him. All I see now is reposted videos from elsewhere on the web and Marvel Puzzle Quest updates.
Oh,
from,
well, yeah, certainly.
From the group.
Self-tasing. That'll build up your immunity.
Oh, man, he is a national treasure.
He is. Anyway, if you want to throw us a bone like some of those super awesome patrons that Ray listed earlier, you can do that by following the link on our webpage. Or
Wiener.
What?
Go on.
All right.
The guy's email. Sorry.
You can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage, and you buy something on Amazon, and we get some monies back there. Are you all right?
Yeah. Donkey Teeth just said, repost from Reddit, post bombs from long-lost quote-unquote friends. Greg, it sounds like your Facebook is working just fine.
Or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some sweet, sweet swag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all I got, though, so goodbye for now. And remember, kids, if you're going to dance with death, you just might go mad. Good night, everybody.
He doesn't strike me as a dancing kind of guy.
Shut up your face.
Okay. Say it. I don't know. Maybe he's got the moves. What do I know?
Man,
bye, friends.
His brother's Eros. What more do you want, man?
Good night.
I'm sure he can dance.
Yes. I am sure of that as well.
There are two types of people in this universe. Those that dance and those that don't. Good night. Bye-bye.